92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite chamber chat, and I've got two lovely ladies in the WGHN studio. It's not often I get to have two people in here. This is awesome. We say hello to Stephanie. You told me your last name and I forgot again. Tell me again.
Swiklinski. Yep.
And you are Assistant Vice President of Tri-Cities Credit Union.
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. And you guys also, you sponsor our community calendar.
We do. We sponsor the community calendar.
Yeah.
We have some amazing commercials on the air.
You know what? You do. You do. And Jesse Bruce works for you part-time, so I just wanted to throw that out there. But no, you do. And those are great. He's such a great writer, Jesse. But yeah, and you guys do a lot of really cool social media things as well.
We try, yeah.
Yeah, you do. April Tripp, you're here. You're Director of Programs and events, and you know, you're kind of getting out there more being with the chamber, aren't you?
Oh gosh, yes.
Yeah, they're kind of putting you out there more.
Yes,
that's good.
Which is nice. It's my favorite part of my job.
Well,
so,
yeah, and I think that's what you excel at. You really do. You're really good being in front of people, and you know, where I like to hide behind the microphone, it's good to have you out there. Now, Stephanie, you're part of the Leads group, correct?
I am. Thursday morning high five group.
So tell me what that is, high five group.
Well, that's what we call ourselves because we're number five.
So you give yourself your name.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. We just met this morning.
You did? What'd you talk about?
Today was a lot of insurance talk,
especially
after the fire at Dick's Towing yesterday.
Yeah.
We have Mike Ipple in our group with Ipple Insurance, or I'm sorry, Mike Waldo with Ipple Insurance.
Got it.
And Megan Heritage from Blue West Properties.
Yes.
And the conversation was a lot today about insurance and making sure that you're covered, you, yourself, your business, and all of the things you have in those places.
So I think that's interesting when something happens in town, such as a fire, and that, you know, that's devastating.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of switch the conversation.
Yeah.
Which is important. You need to be able to do that.
Yeah, you know, and it's
after something like that happens in our town, you're not just going to go in and talk about, you know, marketing or something. You're going to talk about what happened.
Exactly, because that's our community, you know. And
right.
I like to think of the Leads group as my support group.
Okay.
Also, as well as, you know, a networking and leads. But
yeah.
I feel like, honestly, that part is a little bit lower on what I am actually getting out of the Leads group. It's helped me tremendously with my professional career, my personal growth.
How has it helped you professionally?
Being able to have conversations with people, especially people I don't know, introduce them to not only Tri-Cities Credit Union, but to myself authentically, and really just being able to have really meaningful conversations and relationships within our community.
And personally, how has it changed you?
Personally, they have watched me grow from just a meek little...
I can't believe it for a minute. Really? Were you kind of shy? Were you kind of reserved?
Yes.
Okay.
Couldn't look the members in the eyes.
I understand.
Talked.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
But they've also watched me grow from... I had something that... I recently overcame.
Okay.
And they were all there cheering me on and supporting me.
Isn't that nice?
It is. It is. Not only are they professional, but they're my friends. They're the people that I know that I can trust within the community.
This is interesting because every Leads group has a different thing. You get something different out of it. I mean, you all kind of get the same thing in terms of why you're doing it, but you all sort of get a different thing. I know some of the people in your Leads group as well. So you make friends for life, really, by doing this.
Absolutely.
I think this is something I should do, but you guys always do this in the morning. Do you ever do anything on the midday? Probably not.
Nope. All of our Leads groups... Three of them meet at 7:30, and the other one meets at 8 a.m.
I know, and I need to be realistic. I'm the person that goes, why can't I get a latte at 3:30 in the morning? Why isn't, you know, that's how I roll. I'm like, why aren't these places open? And it's like, Mary Ellen, people aren't up at that time, you know.
We've talked about opening a 24-hour coffee shop.
Have you?
Oh my gosh.
Well, yeah.
That would be so popular.
I think it would be fantastic.
Yes.
I think it would be fantastic. How are things going at Tri-Cities Credit Union?
You know, things are great at Tri-Cities Credit Union. I am going to celebrate 4 years
of
employment there in April.
Okay.
And our dear VP, May, she's retiring in May, so I am currently and have been training to take over her position, so there's a lot of changes coming. But one thing that stays constant, I think, is our community involvement and our relationship with our members. You know, they were changing faces of faces that have been there forever. We just had another lady retire after 26 years. So people that are used to seeing May's face and Tracy's face for so many years, you know, are seeing new faces and just really making sure that we are continuing those relationships and building that trust with our membership.
Well, and you guys are everywhere too. I mean, you know, people hear you on the radio here, obviously, but you sponsor a lot of different things. Concerts? Yes, I'm trying to remember when that is. What is it now?
The Grand Haven Free Fridays.
Thank you. Yes. I couldn't remember what it was. Are you going to be sponsoring that again this year?
We will be. I am on the board for the Grand Haven Free Fridays.
You are.
So it's one of our favorite things to sponsor, as well as we love sponsoring the Jeep Fest.
Yes.
As well. So
that's right.
Just the downtown community and the Tri-Cities as a whole.
Did you grow up around here?
I did. I grew up in Spring Lake. Okay. I currently live in Grand Haven. Okay. But, yeah.
What do you like to do in your spare time?
I love to read books and sit on my back patio and watch the birds. Very exciting stuff.
I'm a birder, too. You know, April, it's interesting. So you see people join Leeds from the beginning to the end. So you've probably seen a lot of changes in people. When you go to the website, it's interesting. You've got Leeds Tuesday, Leeds Wednesday. You guys are the only one that had a high five.
Yes.
You've got all these different Leeds group, and it shows you who the members are and when they meet. But I'm thinking you've probably seen a lot of changes in your members after they take this.
Well, and that's what I love, is being able to watch that growth that everybody takes. And you have people, even, gosh, the first time I started attending the Leeds groups, and the first time I had to do 10 minutes, and my hands were shaking like crazy.
I find that really hard. Hand. Were they really?
Oh, it's terrifying. And
really?
Then it's like you get so used to it, and then even though I don't get to see everybody every week, still I get so excited because I'm like, oh, I love everybody, and especially her group. They're just like such this family dynamic.
It is. I'm looking at the members and I'm like, I know that person.
Come together and stuff. And
we
had a completely awesome Christmas party. That was such a blast.
Oh, how fun.
So it's just getting to see everyone. Those relationships grow and they're all working together. And it just feels like this real family team dynamic that you don't get with people all the time.
No.
And especially since COVID, we got so disjointed.
Isn't that the truth?
And so coming back together and having that again, it's a big deal.
That's awesome.
Like, you need people in your life.
That's well said. Well said. I'll tell you. Yeah, coming back from COVID, I know. I'm just like, there's whole parts of my life I don't remember. You know what I mean? I'm just like, what are you going to do? How fun. So what would you say to someone who's listening and they're a business and they are not part of the chamber? Why should they join the chamber?
There are so many benefits to the chamber, not only for your business growth itself, but also for your employees and their growth. I'm so grateful that, you know, my boss allows me the opportunity to do so much with the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, if you're an employer and you have that one employer, you're like, man, I think they could really do a lot of good and I see their potential, but maybe it's just not able to in the, you know, four walls of the business.
Right.
You know, I would highly suggest letting them join a Leeds group or, you know, start attending the early birds and the bashes and really getting out of themselves and being able to really connect with the community members here.
Do you do like the morning bashes and the evening bashes, and you do all that as well?
More of the early birds.
Yeah, early bird breakfast is what they call it. Yeah.
Yeah. But
see, that's lunchtime for me. I'm kidding.
That's networking at noon.
There you go. I know, I want a hamburger at 7:30. You know. Well, that's good then. That's good then. I'm glad I finally got to meet you face to face. I'm sure definitely. I've seen you and stuff, but you know, we're trapped in this studio all the time, Stephanie, and so we just sort of hide here. And
well, at least you have a really beautiful
view. I'm telling you. I know.
I was down here watching the Merganser ducks.
Yes.
This is a great spot.
Yes, my friend took a bunch of pictures. He was out on Harbor. I don't know where. My friend Dirk, he took all these photos. I'll have to share them on my Facebook page. But Stephanie, I'm going to say the name one more time. Don't tell me. Zwicklinski?
You nailed it.
I did it! Yay! From Tri-Cities Credit Union and April Tripp from the Chamber. Thanks for being here. Yeah, do you think we covered everything? Is there anything else that we need to cover?
Yeah.
The only thing I was going to add in is that Stephanie is one of our newest ambassadors.
Oh, you're also an ambassador!
A lot more.
Yes.
Oh, wow! Yes. How fun!
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, and I think for my next thing I'm trying to overcome is the bashes, because it's a little bit more like willy-nilly, you know, than the breakfast.
No, I know.
Focus on getting out of my comfort zone.
You women are so empowering. No, you are. I love it. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's been another edition of Chamber Chat.